Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're gonna press on, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap-danced with Danny freaking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's gonna find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. This is episode 14, my Christmas episode, and I do sincerely wish you all a very, very merry Christmas, or whatever you like to call the season. Hope you have a wonderful time. Today on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare episode 14, we're going to be playing some Christmas music. Yep. That's right, Christmas music from me. I've always wanted to do an anti-Christmas album, and today may be the beginning of that festive event. Irregardless, I'm going to now play you a Christmas song. This is something that was done actually for a project I work for here at the studio called God Rocks. It's a children's ministry type doodad with video and live performances, that sort of jolly thing. And this is a medley I put together about 2 years ago. It's about 7 minutes long, full of Christmas music, and I basically, you know, came up with the arrangement, played the parts, and sang some Bee Gees on it. But this basically features Cheryl Stacy Nelson on vocals and Todd Nelson on vocals. And it was mixed by Daryl Kingdon. Let's have a hand for him. Okay, anyway, here is that Christmas medley. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. Well, gee, I hope you enjoyed that. I think that's one of the more sweller things I've ever done. I'm going to get off Santa for a second here and move on to something a little different. On Earth Jazz! Well, this is an edit point, ladies and gentlemen. This is me coming back after finishing the entire podcast and redoing part of this because I realized it's far too long. That half an hour, that ain't no Christmas present for nobody. So anyway, I've censored this next section here. I'm going to save it for another podcast. It was a new installment of my Unearthed Gems program and a song by the Monks. But I'm going to save that till January and just continue on now with the beautiful sentiment that is Christmas.
The deputy police chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cock. After the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. And those are your latest headlines. I'm Jane Skinner. Time now to send you back to Shepherd.
South Carolina Gamecocks. She's a big fan. Go South Carolina. You know, Steve Spurrier's the coach there now, Janie.
Do you know how hard it is to read when everyone else in the studio is shaking with laughter?
Christmas. That special time of year makes me just think about this. It's the most frustrating time of the year. Everybody goes broke, everyone's without hope, not a cent for a beer. It's the most frustrating time of the year. Yeah. It's the most depressing time of the year. All the pushing and shoving and parents out shopping for spoiled rotten kids. Hey, it's the most depressing time of the year. Christmas is only for commerce and keeping the kids satisfied for a week. They open their presents, they complain like peasants. Now mom and dad are up the creek. It's the most ridiculous time of the year. Nice try, piano guy. Right. When the neighbors come by with their kids to show off all the crap that they got. It's the most ridiculous time of the year. You know what? It used to be special to open your stocking and see that you got some nice things. But now kids expect cell phones and PSP systems. It's all about what Santa brings. He should bring diseases. Yes, Santa should bring diseases to little children. And you know what else? He should shower the children with bad chest infections until they lose the ability to pee, poop, and cough. He should help me write words for anti-establishment Christmas songs. Maybe I should just screw off. Okay, it's the most frustrating time of the year. All the seasonal music is sappy. It really makes me want to puke. It's the most depressing time. It's an intransigent time. It's the most frustrating time of the Thank you. You've been a lovely audience. Merry Christmas and a Kwanzaa. Yes. Now I will try to redeem myself and think about Christmas's past.
Nope, can't think of anything. Anyway, here's here's a final Christmas song for my episode. This is a little something I did back in around 2001, I think. And this was for a CMT Christmas special for a Canadian band called Doc Walker. And my old friend and former employer, Rick Hutt from Cedar Tree Studios in Kitchener, hired me to come out and help with an arrangement of the famous Christmas song, the Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire song. So I came out and helped kind of do a Dear Prudence / Beach Boys arrangement of the song. And then basically I did a quick ghost vocal, which got sent to the Doc Walker guys, and they learned how to sing it. And then at some point they recorded their vocals for the TV special. I've never even heard their version of it. But anyway, here it is. No one's ever heard this before, hardly anybody anyway. I'm the only thing I did on this was arrange it and sing it. All the musicians are session guys. It's probably John Diamond on bass, Gary Craig on drums, and Paul Chapman on guitars, I assume. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Here is the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting. Thank you.
Yes, it's time to play Misplaced Modulation Theater! And I know this episode's running long, so I'm going to kind of cut through all the funny stuff and just get to the song. This is one that I think ends the year off properly. This is the final musical statement off the incredible Abbey Road album by the Beatles. This is the Golden Slumbers medley. This was kind of put to me as a challenge by my buddy Jim Witter at one of our gigs, where he said, hey, this would be a good one to misplace the modulation on. But boy, is it a challenging song. And it was it's taken me over a month to get the song done, because of course there's lots of keyboards, there's about 5 guitar tracks, there's all the solos to learn how to play, there's of course all the singing, and then of course learning how to sing it and play it with the chords changing every other bar. Anyway, I tried not to overdo this one too much, although my girlfriend Shelley heard it last night and thought it was pretty annoying. So to end off the year correctly, here is Misplaced Modulated Abbey Road!
Once there was a way to get back home, once there was a way get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. We'll be right back.
Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very Merry Christmas, listeners everywhere.
This is Ringo Starr, and I'd just like to say Merry Christmas and a really Happy New Year to all listeners.
Goodbye.
Christmas time's o'er, and your bonny Clive is through. I'll be bristling to you people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie brangle mutton to the hill in Little Inn, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Buck away.